It is difficult at the moment to know what to do. Many doctors, many colleagues who really love their patients, love their work, are told what to do, that they should vaccinate, yet they are troubled in their own heart, and especially in view of having children, pregnancies, dealing with an unknown and being told what to think. The human being is the only being, in contrast to animals, who keeps on developing right to the very last moment of life. It is a dynamic state that the human being in, not static. What has developed in our human physical body has also our immune system. And the kernel of this immune system, the kernel of this self, with the immune system as the expression physiologically, emotionally, spiritually and physically. The immune system includes all these aspects, and we know that especially since the most new psychoneuroimmunological advances and researches. So the immune system has been developed together with our physical development. At the same time, over the whole course of history, there has been the development of consciousness. Our consciousness, the consciousness of our world, the world beyond, the unseen world, into individual freedom, into the freedom to decide, to make choices. And that has become increasingly difficult because the more individual we become, the more choices we can make. And the more theories are thrown at us of what is true. And what then actually decides is not the brain, is not the theory, but is the human heart. Whatever cognitive theories might be expressed by thousands of people, it is in fact the heart that knows. And even Einstein very clearly said the heart has reasons to know that reason has never heard of. So in putting various possibilities next to one another that all seem very plausible, it's actually the heart that knows. And this is even the more so if there is one theory that is being pushed and mandated both in its external applications and its theoretical basis by oppressing other possibilities. When that happens, as happened in so many times in history, in the Second World War, in Solzhenitsyn, who was sent to Siberia for dissenting views, actually the human heart knows. Among all the tumult and all the sounds and noise of modern world, actually the heart knows. And this is very similar in the situation that we're in at the moment with this COVID. Because only one narrative, only one theory instigated politically and commercially is allowed to be heard. Any other possibility of information, of knowing what is happening, is being suppressed. So that theory says that the immune system is almost a static organism, and if it develops, as it always has, because of viruses develop, then we need to vaccinate for every new development. That has taken really the whole essence out of the issue of development. It makes that static. And that is exactly behind all of this. Because that theory, that narrative of COVID-19 and the absolute necessity for vaccination will deny the development of the human immune system, develop the human development itself, and makes impossible for the human being to develop into freedom. That is behind the current official COVID narrative of lockdowns, danger, need to vaccinate, social distancing, etc., etc. In fact, to take away the sense of freedom of choice, to enslave us, rather than make us free human beings developing in development, as we have in every cell of our body. And our heart knows that. Our heart knows that we don't want to be vaccinated, because it is actually only a theory pushed upon us that is actually not the truth. And that theory is being pushed with such might because of the political, commercial, and power instigations behind it. Therefore, I would suggest we think for ourselves, we think in the service for the other, and what is propagated at the moment as having the vaccination for the other is actually exactly the opposite. It means vaccinate for us, commercial, political power structures. Let the heart speak. Just listen to the heart. It is wiser than that.